AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A suburban Chicago police officer was shot to death today while pursuing three men on foot in Fox Lake, Illinois. A spokesman for the Lake County Sheriff's Office identifies the dead officer as 52-year-old Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz, a 30-year veteran of the force and the father of four sons.
When our first responding backup units arrived at the scene, they located Lieutenant Glinowitz injured with a gunshot wound.
After the shooting, scores of police officers from local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies scoured the area in search of the three suspects. Helicopters searched from the air. Officers used bloodhounds on the ground. Authorities are urging residents to stay inside and had schools locked down. A second video has surfaced in San Antonio that gives authorities a very clear view of a confrontation between deputies and a Texas man who had his hands raised before he was shot and killed. The local district attorney describes the videos as disturbing. A white South Carolina police chief has been sentenced to home detention in the killing of an unarmed black man. An Alabama police officer went on trial today on a federal charge of using excessive force against an Indian man who was thrown down and partially paralyzed during a confrontation in a suburban neighborhood. The parents of a San Francisco woman who was fatally shot by a man in the country illegally say federal and local authorities contributed to the death of their daughter through negligence and bureaucratic bungling. The U.S. Olympic Committee has selected Los Angeles as the replacement candidate for the 2024 Games. And stocks plunged again today, the Dow falling 470 points. This is AP Radio News. The man who now holds Joe Biden's former Senate seat says the vice president would make a great chief executive.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons says he would support Vice President Joe Biden if he ran for the Democratic presidential nomination.
There is no stronger voice for America's middle class, and I think his seasoned and senior record in national security and foreign policy is unmatched.
Biden's been deciding whether to jump into the race. Coons says the vice president needs to be given the time and space to decide what's best for him and his family. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Senate's top Republican is conceding that his party will have to wait until the next president before it can cut off federal funds to Planned Parenthood. Mitch McConnell says Republicans lack the votes to halt the payments. Lower temperatures and higher humidity are helping firefighters as they try to gain control of giant wildfires in north-central Washington. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.